This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Let's go around the NFL in the loop style.
Why are you smiling?
Because I love football.
Brought to you by Quick Assist. Here's John Lopez and Reggie Adetula.
I'm going to tell you all about how much fun you're going to have this season.
On Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610.
All right, let's go around the NFL here in the loop. We'll lead into talking to our guy Andy Kalu next. So that's coming up next. But right now, let's go around the NFL, which is brought to you by Quick Assist, your no-hassle solution, reselling your tickets across every marketplace. Download Quick Assist from your app store today. That's Quickassyst. Quick Assist, your ticket everywhere. Well, we got some news earlier today that was interesting, especially in division, as the Tennessee Titans were parting ways with a player. That player's name is Jamal Adams. So he was recently placed on the NFI list, the non-football injury list, but now he'll be a free agent. As Adam Schefter let us know that, you know, the Titans and Jamal Adams agreed to a release clause, and immediately, especially because of the ways that Jimmy Ward being injured, and, you know, there's generally kind of it feels like a need for depth in the defensive backfield. People go, hey,
what's that?
I'm good.
Hell no.
I'm good, man.
I am too. Yeah.
You can make that a
clean sweep. The hell was he playing? I mean, what was going on there?
And hasn't played.
Yeah.
He hadn't played much.
Yeah, 20 total snaps this season for the Titans with Jamal Adams. Yeah,
I'm good, man.
Yeah.
He's not the player that he once was. And even that player, again, is one of these guys that is a run stopping safety. Like, he'll come up, he'll tackle, but he is not good in coverage.
Yeah.
And, I mean, even before, he was not great in coverage, but now he has absolutely kind of lost a step in that way.
Mm-hmm.
That seems like if you are looking for safety, the whole idea is you're looking for someone who has some level of capability of covering. Now, of course, whatever player you want to add to this team, you would very much hope, and I imagine is probably a non-negotiable, that they buy into the swarm and the physicality of the defense that D'Amico Ryans and Matt Burke instill. But yeah, you're going to need to cover, I think, especially if that's what you're trying to do with a name or what have you. You're trying to make sure that you add to that a capability of keeping big plays off the board.
Well, fits what you need. Fits what you need. You know, you just talked about it, kind of a run-stuffing guy. Obviously, I think he's just 29.
29 years of age, but, and I'm talking about him like he is fully
loaded. But he's been beaten up.
He has.
And beaten up himself. And so, like, yes, the Texans should be looking at safeties, but not that kind of safety. You know, you have to be a little more selective on what you're doing. I think they are. I think they also have to look at cornerbacks, but not that one. Yeah, that's where I'm with you, Figgy.
Yeah, and when you talk about kind of cornerbacks, we were talking about the idea of like trading for one. Xavien Howard is a guy that has been bandied about as a guy who has not, you know, does not have a job and obviously is from Houston. So maybe, just maybe, that is something that would be interesting to him. Is that something that you are also interested in, that you would be interested in maybe
I am. Figgy, no?
I don't know what's going on with
him. Well, that's the one
We remember when he got released, and we were like, oh, he's going to have a job in a second.
Yeah.
And never got a job. Like, I don't know. I know he had the issues with the girl. I don't know, the baby mama or the girlfriend or the text messages and all that stuff. But I don't know why nobody ain't kicking the tires on him.
Yeah, especially as there's been times where he said that he's open to a pay cut with the contender and all of those things.
He was trying to come to the Houston Texans. Oh, he mentioned that. Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
So that's been fascinating. But and all these things, I think you put a lot of trust in Nick Caserio's capabilities of sussing out what fits
exactly
best for this team. Yeah, somebody mentioned on the 281, Buda Baker, again, falls in line somewhat with what we're talking about with Jamal Adams, not to the same degree. And you would also then have to have a trade in specific with the Cardinals, but it seems like they're willing to part with him. However, again, he is less coverage guy, more physical tackle guy, which does not feel like it fits with, as you mentioned, the need that you have.
Yeah.
All right, as we continue around the NFL, it seems like the Jacksonville Jaguars will not be moving to London. That has been something that has been speculated a ton about, because they seem to be London's team. If they're
still there
in London, as we speak, that is a great point.
They're still there right now,
gearing up to face off against the Patriots.
They've
this
been
weekend.
There 2 weeks, man.
That's right.
It's a holiday.
They are the ones that are most likely to be out there if there is a team
out there backpacking.
That's right.
Just staying at hostels.
That's right. For 2 weeks,
staying in London for 2 weeks. Yeah. That's a long time, man. Yeah.
But it seems like they'll continue doing that. But they will remain in Jacksonville because just this week, the NFL voted unanimously in favor of a $1.4 billion renovation to Everbank Stadium, which obviously is their home there in Jacksonville. That'll begin construction in 2025, and the stadium will open in 2028. They'll play there, but they will play with a like reduced capacity in the times that they are there until they get it done. And, of course, that's to kind of add like a I guess cantilevers. What's the word? Canopies, rather.
Oh yeah.
Over certain sections of the field, or not of the field, but of the stands, and then obviously expand capacity for the Florida Georgia game that gets played there every year. Those types of things. But yes, it will expand to over 71,000 seats out there, and of course that will then keep them there for significantly longer. Because if you make those kind of investments in a stadium, it'd be hard to press to then just up and leave and move to a different place. London.
I guess
don't think so?
Color me skeptical. For two reasons. Number one, when is the NFL ever going to have an agreement between a team and a city and say, nah, we're good? Of course they're going to approve it. Absolutely they're going to approve
it.
Okay. They're not going to say, nah, we don't want you to do that. Because then it's a dead giveaway and they're absolutely gone.
Well, what about the financials of it?
The financials of it is where it gets interesting. But do you really feel like all the headlines say Jacksonville is here to stay? Are you willing to bet on that Jacksonville is here to stay?
Look, if it was just, hey.
The Jaguars, I should say.
Right.
Yeah.
If it was just, hey, an owner is willing to stay in a place because they love that place so much, no, I don't fall for that BS. We've seen how that goes.
Yeah.
When it is, will an owner part with his heart or with his money? That is where I'm like, okay, yeah, I'll believe it, because the Jacksonville taxpayers will front $775 million. But the remaining $625 million will be paid by Shad Khan, the owner of the Jaguars, and he is liable for anything that goes over budget.
Yeah.
And if you know anything that has to deal
it's
with
gonna
big,
go over budget,
big contracts,
presuming they pay their employees.
Yeah, well, only God knows there. Lopez, you gonna be working out there? Is that what's happening?
Hell yeah, no. Get a bunch of John Lopez's. you gonna make off like a bandit.
Exactly.
But yeah, he would have to pay anything over the top of that. So yeah, I imagine that he's gonna be paying a cool $700 million that I imagine he's not gonna want to just part with very quickly.
But then the other part of this is I kind of just don't get it. They've had their eye on London for, what, 2 decades? At least 15 years?
Yeah, the NFL?
Yeah.
I do wonder if, like, in doing this, we all just like, oh, they're going to move a team to London. If in doing this the way that they've done it and try to expand it out a little bit, they've realized that, hey, some of the hurdles that you imagine that maybe you could figure out are a lot more difficult to clear when it comes to travel. And I mean, yeah, you think, I feel like if you were going to do a Europe subset of teams, it would need to be just that. It would need to be like a division in Europe that you can then have to ease some of travel situations, because having this international travel consistently.
But who's going to do that? No current teams.
Exactly. And I think that's the issue. You're giving up markets that you have here already established, and then you are having to do the work of establishing them there. It would be a lot to undertake. So I think that probably halts this from happening just in general.
Yeah, but at the same time, there was news this week, and we haven't talked about it because it doesn't really, you know, it sound appropriate, but it's appropriate to this, is the NFL apparently is in discussions for a television contract exclusive to Europe. I don't know if you saw that or not.
I didn't.
But like they're kicking the tires on a TV contract with just European networks. Why would they do that if they weren't also saying, by the way, you're going to have a team or two or more, you know, in Europe?
Well, we do that in reverse when it comes to like things like the Premier League, right? When it comes to soccer, there are exclusive U.S. contracts to carry those things here, right, with different broadcasters. And I imagine that's just to continue to grow the game, right, to have
like NBC has...
Yes, NBC has Premier League locally, right, in the United States.
It seems
States.
Weird. Like, if I want a European network, I'm like, well, okay, this sounds great.
I think that speaks more to just, like, the growth of the game, the ways that they've been able to create some inroads in Europe and in general with this game and making it more accessible in order to continue to pump that up.
Yeah.
That's where I'd go there. But, yeah, it seems like the Jaguars will remain in Jacksonville taking whoopings from the Texans for years to come. some other things around the NFL. How interested are you in Thursday night football that's getting going tonight? Sean Payton makes his return to New Orleans as it's... Okay. That's it? Just
interested in that love fest?
Broncos and Saints, baby. Look, you know we're all going to watch. At least most of it or some of it or whatever. But no, this is not a marquee game on really a weekend that has a lot of marquee games. But it is exclusive to Thursday night. So, yeah, we'll watch some. But Sean Payton returning to New Orleans, first of all, he's going to be cheered.
They love that man.
They love him. He won them a Super Bowl. It's not going to be, Payton returning to New Orleans. Nah. It's going to be just, cool and a bad game.
Oh, you're willing to say that it's definitely going to be a bad game?
Yeah, it's going to be a bad game.
Yeah, probably. I mean, Spencer Rattler is again set to go for the Saints.
Olave's not playing,
and we'll see how capable the Broncos are getting after him. But it seemed like once Spencer Rattler was under pressure, it was bad. Yeah. So, yeah, more power to you. Rattler, Bo Nix matchup of rookie quarterbacks on a Thursday night football, short week stuff. That's always fun, isn't it? That'll be a thing to watch. But there you go. That's around the NFL here in the Loop, Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's talk to our guy, my Nigerian brethren, and a former professional football player, defensive lineman in particular, ND Kalu, as we get ready for Packers and Texans. We'll do that next. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
That's right, In the Loop right here on a Thursday as we gear ourselves up for Texans going to Lambeau facing off against the Green Bay Packers. And we always enjoy on Thursdays getting to talk to our guy, Andy Kalu, my Nigerian brethren, and a former defensive lineman for your Houston Texans. And Andy, we appreciate you giving us a little bit of your time. How you doing, man?
I am good. How are y'all doing this beautiful Thursday?
Doing pretty good. I can't complain. We all got the hoodies on. Actually, I took my hoodie off personally. But you
it's
know,
hoodie season.
Hoodie season.
We're and Uggs.
All right, nobody's doing that. Nobody's doing all that. But, Andy, I know that we get into shenanigans to start, but I want to get right into the football of it all because you get Danico Autry back for this team, or I guess you give Danico Autry to start because you have not had him on the field. And I'm interested because you have a unique understanding of this position. What's reasonable to expect for him coming in as like this hybrid defensive tackle pass rusher, and what's unreasonable to expect from him and how he'll be used?
You know, it just depends on what type of pro he is. And when I say pro, we all know what type of player Danico Autry is. I mean, this is a guy that's been playing some good ball. And surprisingly, it's almost like as he gets older, he gets more productive. But at the same time, what has he been doing with his time off? You know, if this guy's been kicking his tail and he's been doing the CrossFit and, you know, really training, then I think you should expect him to pick up right where he left off, you know, as a big-time player for the Titans. But if this is a guy that's kind of been more, you know, focused on the rehab part, making sure his body's right, but not really pushing himself, then you're going to have to ease him into the play count. You know, then he's a guy that you kind of treat like that pitcher coming off of injury where you say, okay, first game, let's get him 20, 25 snaps at most. So it just depends on what his training's been like. But like I said, and like we mentioned, I mean, when you look at his lengthy career and the production, especially with the sacks, has only gotten better since 2021 to 2023. I mean, this is a guy that the expectation is that he's going to hit the ground running, but the reality is that he may need to have a play count.
Andy, I've been calling this a trenches game because they being the Packers, are really good running the ball. The Texans, you know, offensive line is going to have their best test. And to the point that y'all just were talking about with Danico Autry, you could have four interior defenders as new starters because Toto and Al-Shaair didn't practice yesterday. Obviously, Mario Edwards got suspended. Fadakasi didn't practice yesterday, and Danico's coming in. I mean, to me, this is a trenches type of game. Do you see it the same way?
You know, look, anytime you play Green Bay in Green Bay, you just feel like it's going to be a trenches type game. Even when they had Aaron Rodgers, Brett Favre, they still have that old school, you're going to have to stop the run if you want to beat this team. And I feel like that's going to be the case, you know, this Sunday. Look, when you talk about what travels well, and I need to give credit to who brought that up in a segment earlier this week, you talk about the running game and the defense. And I just feel like as good as Jordan Love has been lately, I still feel like you want to take away the run. You want to shut down Josh Jacobs. You want to say, okay, Jordan, you know, still prove it to us that you're that guy. So I'm with you. It's going to get nasty. It's going to get dirty in the trenches. They have some studs on their side, especially on that defensive line. Not the biggest names. Like, I've always been a huge Preston Smith fan. But if you really, like, study football, study their players, you have a lot of respect for what they have in their trenches. So it's definitely going to be fun watching the big uglies bang.
Yeah, so there's the big uglies, and then there's the guys right behind them in the linebacker core for your Texans. And it seems like if these injuries and the possibility that Lopez points to comes to fruition, that you'll have the likes of Jake Hansen and Neville Hewitt handling a lot of linebacker duties. Like, what are they in store for? Because obviously we talk about the ability to run. Josh Jacobs has, you know, popped a lot of explosive runs. But then also the wide receiving core for this Packers team, they don't have, like, it's a whole bunch of, middle kind of cars, if you were playing space. Like, they can get over with all of them, but none of them really stand out as wide receiver one. How hard is it going to be for those linebackers to also focus on the run, but then also need to be kind of coverage guys in the middle of the field?
Yeah, when I think of the linebackers and what they need to think about, be aware of when it comes to coverage, I'm hoping the matchups for them in coverage is going to be mainly with the tight ends. I don't care if you don't know the names of the wide receivers. You know, if you're not familiar with Jaden Reed or Christian Watson for the Green Bay Packers,
Romeo Dobbs,
just know. Yes, thank you. Just know that even with the quote unquote, because I hate this phrase, but the quote unquote no names, the non-household names, there's still a better matchup with a receiver and a linebacker. So hopefully the linebackers, regardless of whether it's the starting linebackers, it's Neville Hewitt, Jake Hansen, they need to be matched up against the tight ends. But I love the depth of the Texans team, not just the defense. Right now, this is a team where if somebody goes out, you could name four or five guys and be like, well, you know what? Whether it was this year or last year, we've seen him make plays. We've seen Hansen make plays. We've seen Neville Hewitt this year make plays, and was very productive when he was thrown into the game. So at some point, you know, your depth is going to run out. But with the Texans right now, even with the loss of potentially the loss of, Al Shire for this game, I still feel like the culture, the defense is still going to play at that very high level.
Did you see what you wanted to see from the passing game without Nico Collins last week?
Yeah, you know what? That's a great question. You know, you didn't see that one guy have that 120-yard type game. But what I like is you saw everyone step up. You know, coaches talk about when a big player like Nico Collins, a big-time player, is out, that everybody has to step up, not just the position group. So I like the fact that C.J. Stroud was able to spread the ball around. And you saw Diggs. You saw Tank Dell get a little more targets than we've seen this year. And then, obviously, Joe Mixon. I mean, welcome back. Like, Joe Mixon taking so much pressure off, not just the quarterback, but the entire offense. So I liked the production that I saw, John, from other position groups and other players. But I also wasn't expecting that one guy to have a Nico Collins type stat line.
We're talking to ND Kalu right here on a hotline and in the Loop Sports Radio 610. And speaking of the offense, the run game, you started to allude to it, was really good. You got some big explosives out of the run game that was able to help, you know, kind of balance what you got going there. How much of that felt sustainable? Because I know Seth has talked about kind of the wham and using some of those tight ends to come in and crack that defensive tackle, and how that might not be as sustainable. What did you see from that, and how much feels like you can continue to use to run the football?
I think it's sustainable. I mean, look, Seth Payne knows his football. Absolutely. I'm a huge of my buddy Seth, but I do think it's sustainable, and it's sustainable if your offensive coordinator has that versatility when it comes to the blocking schemes, when it comes to the play calling, and it's going to be sustainable as long as Joe Mixon is healthy. So, you know, this isn't junior high football where you have that stud running back and you just say, I just give him the ball between the A and B gap. Like, you still have to get creative with the blocking scheme, and you still have to figure out ways to create those holes so a guy like Joe Mixon can hit him and let his talent show. So as long as he's healthy, I absolutely believe that that should be the expectation throughout the remainder of the season.
Well, the other thing is Damian Pierce. So I was a little bit surprised, you know, that Cam Akers was moved, but it also speaks to what the coaches believe they have in Damian Pierce, right?
Damian Pierce didn't forget to how to play football. I always felt like, and I'm not just saying this now because he's coming off a big game. Even last year, I was confused. So I'm not going to act like, oh, I know the answer, but he didn't forget how to play football. Like what he did as a rookie let us know that he's a good football player. So my thought is, oh, well, if it's the scheme, if it's, you know, the style of offense, there are certain times you do have to cater to the players that you have and figure out a way to get the best out of them. And that's what we saw. I mean, Damian Pierce is a good football player. He's a physical running back and he has some speed. He has that deceptive speed because we all saw it on that kickoff return. So that's a guy that you shouldn't be surprised when he does have a big game. And I love the fact that the majority of the reps goes to a Joe Mixon. And then when he needs a blow, you get Damian Pierce in there and you better watch out.
Indeed. Lambeau Field is talked about as like hallowed ground in football. Is there something special about playing there when you touch down, or is it like just another day at work on the road?
Yeah, nothing special at all. Like, cause I'm like you, like, growing up, just so y'all know, I'm a huge football fan. Like when I was a kid, it's corny. Like you couldn't even see the drywall in my room because I would literally just open up the Sports Illustrated, cut out pictures of NFL players and teams, and I just had a collage throughout my whole room. But I was a huge football fan, so I kept hearing about Green Bay and you know the frozen tundra. And my first time that I played there, I was like, oh, okay, you know, that was anticlimactic. But I think, because at that time I'd been to, you know, multiple stadiums, and there's not a stadium in the NFL where you're like, oh, you know what, this is a whack place. Just the fact that you're playing in the NFL, you're going to one of the 32, one of the 31, I guess, you know, not your home stadium. It's exciting. So my point is, it wasn't any more exciting for me than playing in Oakland, than playing in Minnesota, than playing, you name it, New York, MetLife. So it's just, it's the NFL, so it's not any more exciting, but it's still pretty exciting.
Last one from me, Andy, because, you know, I'm talking about the trenches and how important the running game is and all that, but Jordan Love's heating up a little bit, certainly seems more comfortable. And, you know, sort of like the NFC version, a lot of people feel, of C.J. Stroud. Are you seeing that?
He's good. I don't want to put him in that category. He's no C.J. Stroud. Maybe I'm a little bit biased, but matter of fact, he might be, who have we seen? Sam Darnold. He might be, Caleb Williams, he was off. Probably right now this will be the biggest test as far as the guy under center. Mm-hmm. And correct me if I'm missing somebody.
Well, Josh Allen, but D'Amico Ryan said.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
No, D'Amico Ryan said this week that he thought this was going to be their biggest test at the quarterback position, the best quarterback they faced.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Okay, look at this thing. I should be a head coach somewhere.
Yeah, you should be.
I've often said that.
Yeah. Almost Pop Warner.
I actually think Josh Allen, is, in my opinion, is a better quarterback now just from the history. But anyway, you know, I digress. No, this will be huge. Look, if they can figure out a way to go into Green Bay with Jordan Love under center and pull out a victory, I think that would be the biggest win of this early season, to be able to do that on the road against a team like Green Bay. That, in my opinion, that'd be huge.
What for you is where the Texans win this game, Andy?
Just getting after Jordan Love. I mean, I know he's a good quarterback. I know he has a huge contract, but I still feel like Will Anderson, Danielle Hunter, Denico Autry, Khalil Davis, my guy, Khalil Davis, like just harassing him. It doesn't even have to be, Will Anderson doesn't have to have a 3-sack game, but 3 hits on the quarterback sure would be nice. Just get in his face and not letting him get comfortable.
And to that end, would you actually go to the levels of blitzing, or would you just put it upon your pass rushers and your defensive line to get after him with maybe like 4 with occasional kind of pressure?
Or blitz early. You know, that's good. I would blitz early to see how he responds. Like if I'm playing Drake May, I'm blitzing him all game. You know, even if he responds positively early on. But for Jordan Love, I'm blitzing early. Then I'm seeing if he's picking it up. I'm seeing if he's consistently looking off certain players and understands where the weak spot is when you blitz. Because anytime you blitz, there's a weak spot in coverage, which I know a lot of the listeners know that. So I would definitely, you always want to be aggressive. But if he's picking you apart and if he goes 3 for 3 on the blitzes, then I dial it back and let my guys up front provide the pressure with natural rushes.
And I almost forgot. I got to give you credit. You got to take a bow, whatever it is. You went on Texans Radio. You came on this show last week, and you said they come in bunches, that the sacks come in bunches. And lo and behold, I think you saw what Will Anderson did last week.
No, good call by you for remembering that. But no, that's, you know, and I got to give credit to Hugh Douglas, because there was one year, you know, I was frustrated because it was like week 6 and I either had one sack or no sack. And he was all, hey, man, they come in bunches. So, you know, I've always talked about that on the radio, on television, and I've just noticed it, especially with the great pass rushers. Mm-hmm. Not the slappies like me, but the Will Andersons of the world. The Miles Garrett of the world, like if there's like a 2-3 game stretch where they don't have sacks, you really don't worry about it, because you know if they just keep coming, keep grinding, they're gonna have those type of games.
Hey Andy, I gotta bring this up, man. I just got a text from Cecil Shorts. He said, OMG, Lambo is legendary, the aura is historic. And he said, Andy is tripping.
Oh wow. Wow, where did Cecil play? Hey, okay, go ahead Andy.
You know what? Cecil is a guy that appreciates things. Like he's a good dude. Like he's one of those guys. He's where his feet are at, and that's mm-hmm. a positive. That's a good thing. So I can see why Cecil would have that point of view. I'm just one of those. I've been here, done that. Put my hand in the dirt. You know, the dirt ball.
Where's my lunchbox?
Yeah, after my rookie year, I wasn't really like looking around like, oh, this is so cool. It's just kind of like, look, Cecil was a wide receiver. You know, he's a pretty boy wide receiver. I'm dealing with some 330-pound dude in front of me. I didn't have time to appreciate the surroundings. I was like, oh, geez, man, this guy's trying to pancake me. And, yeah. You know, I got to make sure I don't end up on somebody's highlight film.
And anything that gets Cecil out of the house for a weekend and away from his 6 kids is going to be the greatest thing ever.
Wow, why'd you do that?
Exactly. That's a big part. And that's because he's such a good dad. You know, he's not one of these busters that don't take care of the kids. The fact that he does take care of all those kids, yeah, he's going to appreciate any and anywhere.
I feel like that's ND being a guy who did not have an opportunity to Lambeau leaf at any point, whereas Cecil, you had more possibilities of being able to get that ball into the end zone Lambeau leap. Do you think that factored in at all?
That could be it. That could be part of it as well. Yeah, because all I wanted to do, and it was cold. You know what? When I was in Philly, I remember how cold it was. So I wasn't trying to appreciate my surroundings.
You was trying to get into the warmth, get to the heater?
Yeah, let's get this dub and get out of here.
That's our guy, Andy Kalu. How proud are you of Figgy getting the house situation sorted? I know that you've been a mentor in that way.
Man, look, anytime you could own real estate, I'm very, especially as a young black man under the age of 40, you know, not to get too deep and not to get certain people, oh, there he goes with this again. Well, no, as a young black man under 40 to own a piece of America where not too long ago they wouldn't even give him a mortgage. Shout out to Figgy and his wife and congratulations.
Look at that.
Appreciate that, man.
Always bringing up race.
Oh, yeah.
I appreciate that, man. I was just on the phone with him before he got back to the segment.
Oh, wow.
Asking him about gutters.
There you go. Right, there you go. ND knows about real estate, and he knows ball as well. We appreciate you, my man. Always thank you for giving us some time on your Thursdays.
Man, appreciate y'all. Y'all make my drives midday a whole lot easier.
All right.
Thanks a lot, bro.
Happy to do it. The testimonials rolling in. Andy Kalu, my Nigerian brethren, joins us on Thursdays to get us ready for Texans games. This time, Packers coming up this weekend. What you laughing at?
Because Cecil just texted me too.
Okay. I feel like we just need to have Cecil on the air at this point.
We're putting all his business out there, because I said that about anything getting away from the kids for a weekend. He goes, facts.
I appreciate Cecil Shorts listening and interacting with the show. You can always interact the show by texting in 713-572-4610. Coming up next in the loop, let's get into what's popping, including what exactly are the Astros teasing right now? We'll talk about that more next.
The biggest stories in sports and entertainment. Sports Radio 610 style. In the Loop presents What's Poppin'.
All right, let's get into what's popping here in the Loop, Sports Radio 610. What exactly are the Astros teasing? I saw this yesterday, and I was fascinated, absolutely fascinated, because what was it, around 6 p.m. thereabouts? Mm-hmm. yesterday on the Astros Twitter account, there was, or X account, if that's how you choose to abide by it. But you know what I'm saying when I say Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
This video came in, and it was very quick, very subtle, and it was Scarface saying this.
The swing of a bat, the drip of a pen, is all in Ace term, where legacies begin.
That's it. That was the whole thing. Now,
I'm shaking my head.
Are they signing Scarface to a contract?
No.
Ooh.
Is it going to be the first baseman?
No.
Ooh.
Am I overreacting on this? Because I didn't react like, you know, I was mad or anything, but I just kind of shook my head. Why are you doing this to Astros fans? It was my thought. Why are you doing this?
Because that's what social media is for. tease stuff. Keep
my thing is, hey, let's go on a break. It's been an unexpected good season, or okay, I ain't gonna say good season, but okay season. Let's take a break right now.
They don't want a break. They're used to people being paying attention to the Astros this time of year, and of course, unfortunately,
that is true.
That's not the case. Mm-hmm. But in addition to that, right, I gave you the audio element. Obviously, shout out to Scarface, Houston legend. And, you know, basically using that drip of a pen was interesting because mm-hmm. that's like, hey, are they signing someone? Could it possibly
Alex
be Bregman?
Bregman. Come like, on. No, that's where everybody went.
Really?
A lot of people went to, signing Bregman?
That's why I shook my head. Why are you doing this?
Right. Because if it's not Bregman, what is that drip of a
really?
Pen?
Mm-hmm.
Now, he was wearing the red brick kind of script logo that the Astros
from
obviously
the 90s,
don't. That's where I went with it.
Yeah.
And I was like, are we getting like some level of uniform reveal? But that's not something you would typically reveal this time of year.
And why would you include drip of a pen?
Yeah.
See that's the first thing I thought about was that maybe a new the old school uniform, the brick uniform. Mm-hmm. And then the other thing is maybe it's some type of merch that Scarface partner up with the Astros with something like that.
See, I didn't think about
that's
that.
The first
but that's a good one.
Bregman didn't even cross my mind.
Dude, it crossed a lot of people. Read the comments. That's why I'm like, okay, because even if, all right, two things. Free agents can't sign until 5 days after the World Series is
correct.
Over. Yeah. So if you're doing this now and you're teasing people with Bregman, it's kind of like, oh boy, this is going to be, everybody's getting either their hopes up or whatever. And then the second part is, Alex Bregman's agent is Scott Boras.
Correct.
You think Scott Boras has said, hey, man, we're good. We like that deal. We're going to take it. We'll wait till 5 days after. No. Hell no. He's not going to wait.
Especially if the Astros did not get a deal done before this point.
Yes.
Right? It'd be weird that, like, I don't know, maybe they, you know, money whipped him now, but mm-hmm. that'd be a weird time for that to happen somehow.
Yes.
I hear you. Even with all of that being the case, I think that you make a great point.
Mm-hmm.
If it's not that, if it's probably not uniforms, I was like, then what are they teasing? And I think maybe the best answer is the one the Fig
some
brought
type
up.
Some type of
like
a limited edition Scarface hat or something like that.
346 on the text line said, I think they selling CBD pens at Minute Maid. I'm really intrigued as to what it is that they're teasing. And you know what would be really maddening for me is if it's nothing really at all. This is just some benign.
Yes,
short clip
we've been there before. I think mm-hmm. the Houston Texans did something like that before, where it was like some big trailer, and it really wasn't much. It was just like,
what was that?
I forgot what that was.
A couple of years ago,
pumped this up, and it was nothing really.
Yeah.
So you're gonna drag this for what, 2 weeks? When does the World Series end? When's 5 days after? What, 2 weeks? People gonna be.
So do you think this is about Bregman?
No.
Okay.
No, but I'm saying that's what you're kind of putting out there.
It's very easy to at least get to that, to draw that conclusion, even if that's not what it's supposed to be.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That would be a bold move if it was.
And it wasn't long ago, and I don't know if it's the same people or not, Astro social media people were getting destroyed. Like they were just getting killed every week with some of their corny posts and stuff. So this ain't helping. This is not helping.
Yeah, so I'm interested to see what it ultimately looks like. Now, in a Astros related story, Houston Chronicle put out something yesterday that, or I guess they were pointing to a podcast that former Astros manager Dusty Baker
mm-hmm.
was on, and in fact, it was, if I remember correctly, the show with Joel Sherman and John Heyman podcast episode released yesterday, where in the course of it he talked about he spoke fondly of Jim Crane and the city of Houston, but he wasn't happy with the baseball operations to some level, where he said, quote, some of the battles with the front office I've had for a number of years, sometimes you get tired of fighting city hall on something you're sure about, The one thing that kind of bothered me a little bit is that I only chose one person on my staff. That was AJ Hinch's staff, everybody there but one guy. And the reason why this became even more, obviously talking about the Astros is one thing, but even more front of mind for me is the fact that you have Gary Pettis, who's not be returning as your third base coach next season. And that was something that kind of raised, allowed us to furrow a brow in the course of this, like, huh. And so then soon thereafter, you are hearing Dusty Baker talking about not being able to choose his staff. How big of a deal do you believe that to be for a manager?
Well, for a manager, it's huge. And I think, you know, it explains a lot of some of the things that we saw over the course of Dusty Baker's career here, where it just seemed like he was contradicting, I'll put it the best way I can, contradicting what maybe, you know, general manager or management wanted. With some of the things he was doing on the field, some of the things he wasn't doing on the field. So maybe he was contradicting some of the advice he was getting in his own clubhouse, you know? So, hey, it worked out for Dusty. There's no question about it. But it does kind of explain things to me more than anything else.
Yeah, so I found that to be interesting. It harkens back to a question I have with a group of friends all the damn time, which is how much does a manager impact games in this modern era of baseball where so much is dictated by trends in the, you know, research and statistic and sabermetric department of, you know, your front office? Like, how much is a general manager actually kind of managing your team with a little leeway for feel for managers compared to years past where baseball guts and baseball brains dictated a lot of the moves that you made?
I mean, the manager, it's a great conversation, and we've had it, and we'll continue to have it. But I think from Dusty's perspective, and, you know, getting back to what he said there, like, I think he said, I didn't have the freedom.
Freedom is the word that he used specifically.
To do these things. I think it impacted a lot that we saw on the field. Some of the decisions, players that were playing, maybe in position changes, you know, the whole Jake Myers, McCormick, the Maldonado stuff. You know, how much of that was him? How much of that was just sort of
Diaz?
Diaz, yeah, exactly. So it just kind of explains a lot of like some of the things that we wondered about.
Yeah. Fascinating kind of comment out there. I'm kind of surprised on the text line that we didn't get as much negativity because it seems like Dusty got a lot of negativity for saying this one on the internet space. All right. This is a kind of a toss up for you, Lopez. A little bit of audio here. Did CJ Big Bro Drake May?
Much respect to you, bro. You're really solid, man. Learn from these things. Keep going, bro. Got it. You know what I'm saying to you. You know? Yeah, keep going, bro.
Of course, that's the on-field audio of those guys dapping up in midfield.
Hey, come back here for a second.
Come here.
The Texans 41-21 victory over the Patriots. I just found it to be funny because, again, like, this again indicates just how much that is CJ and how overblown that was with Chicago when he had a little bit of a, I don't even know how to describe the meeting of CJ Stroud and Caleb Williams after that.
Looked like a big brother moment. Like he was big brothering him. I don't think it was. You know, my point on this one is if had that Caleb Williams thing never seen the light of day, I don't think anybody making a big deal about this.
I don't think anybody is making a big deal about this. I think it's just, I think really looking back to that time period, the Chicago Bears, man, that fan base is just, speaking of lashing out, right? That feels like that has been a word for the week. They do that from time to time. They were mad at, what was it? Was it Roma Doomsday's Pops? Who had kind of had some things to say that week about kind of the ways that they had spread the ball around. Like, that fan base, and I understand why. They had not been good for a long time. They've not had a quarterback of note, maybe ever, in that franchise.
Remember, we were talking about
right?
that.
And so I think that organization, man, just something pops up, and they let their feelings go because they've had a lot of pent-up animosity, I imagine, just when it comes to football.
No, so. I think a lot of it was that. But the Drake May thing, It was average. I mean, it's what young quarterbacks say to young quarterbacks. Old quarterbacks say to young quarterbacks.
Well, I don't know how young quarterbacks to young quarterbacks. That is what an established quarterback says to a young quarterback. And it says a lot that CJ at the very least views himself in that way.
Well, to but be he's able young, to have that.
And he is young,
and
he
he's established.
Is.
So I think it was no big deal for me. Nothing to see here.
Nah, of course. Yeah. Real quick before we go in, what's popping? I mentioned earlier, Rockets have their final preseason game tonight. I don't know how interested everybody is. However, at least it won't be the full extent of preseason basketball. As Dylan Brooks, obviously one of your big-time Rockets, said that starters are expected to get regular minutes against the Spurs tonight.
A little bit of a surprise. When we had Basketball Spo on yesterday, He kind of wondered if, you know, if how much the starters would play at all. Well, he's saying they're going to get their regular minutes. So it's going to be, for me, and this is why I always wait for the regular season. For me, it's all about the rotation.
Sure.
You know, so you're going to get a good glimpse of it. You're going to get a good glimpse of what that rotation might be today.
Or at least like a feel. Like, yeah. you'll start to get more of a feel as well as to what's happening there. And that pregame, or that game starts at 7 tonight. They'll face off against the Spurs, and maybe you'll want to tap in to see the alien that is Victor Wembanyama and what that looks like against your Houston Rockets. But there you go. That's what's popping on this Thursday here in the Loop on Sports Radio 610. All right, coming up next, let's apply a championship formula to these Texans. How many championship Super Bowl boxes does this team check? We'll talk about that next.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.